This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
J.J. Redick, former NBA player who was a very good player and has really become maybe an even better analyst and media personality. I love hearing him talk about the NBA. But he was talking the other day on First Take, the show with our friend Stephen A. Smith, and he was kind of chastising the NBA and the NBA media and so on and so forth for not promoting the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic. And that's why so many people are saying, I didn't know he was so good. And oh my, wow, I underestimated him. And I underrated him and so on and so forth. Here's what JJ had to say.
This is just the way that we have sold the NBA. I don't love it. After game one of the Nuggets-Lakers series, I was on a show. I was on Get Up for 2 hours. I was on this show for 2 hours. I would say over half the conversation was about the Lakers and what they did. Oh, by the way, Nikola Jokic had his third straight triple-double that game and had 34, 21, and 14. How much did we talk about that? We don't do a good job of selling what the NBA is, which is 30 teams, 450 players, multiple superstars. The fact that people are now being like, oh, I didn't realize Nikola Jokic was good. Well, let's put him on TV more. Let's talk about him more, Stephen A.
All right, I'm going to say this. What made the NBA, and I'm a little bit older than you, Ephraim.
A little bit.
I remember a little. I remember when the NBA was on tape delay. Mm-hmm. I remember, now it wasn't as hard back in the day to avoid knowing the score, right? There were only three channels and, you know, there was obviously no social media, no, you know, internet and all that. And so you just didn't watch the news, basically, if you didn't want to know who won the game before you watched it at 11:30 after the news. And those were the NBA finals in the late 70s. And what made, and this is one reason I think David Stern is the greatest commissioner in American sports history, the late David Stern, who preceded now Adam Silver, the commissioner. David Stern, when he took over the league as commissioner in 1984, what he said that I think, and it, I think it was smart, and what he did, was he began marketing individuals. Not just the teams, but the individuals. And it got to a point, Ephraim, where essentially every team had a marquee name. They might not have been a very good team, but every team had a guy, you knew the name, and you wanted to see him play. And that is what took the NBA into the stratosphere. And so, JJ, yeah, that sounds nice. But I used to be, when I was on SportsCenter, and I would be responsible for giving them some news about the NBA. They only wanted a handful of teams or players, or unless there was something incredibly controversial about Sacramento, you know, or Atlanta, or what, you know, some middling team at that point. But this is the thing, and you know this, we don't talk about all sports. We don't talk that much about baseball. We don't talk hockey. We don't talk, you know, college baseball, lacrosse. Like, we're not just saying, you know what? We are a sports talk show. We got to talk all the sports. We talk what people want to hear. And the NBA puts the teams on television for the most part that people want to see. And Jokic and Denver will be on a lot more next year for sure. And the talk shows talk about the players who are exciting, who move the needle. How much did we talk about Tim Duncan? Right?
You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you this. Yeah, the Nuggets are going to be on TV a lot more next year, but they won't be against the Houston Rockets. They won't be against the Orlando Magic. Right?
Right.
They're not going to just be on TV against, they'll be on TV against another marquee name, right, and another marquee team. The ABA was wildly more popular than the NBA was with the Dr. J's,
right,
and the Afros and the dunks and the, yep, showmanship.
The three-point shot.
Yep. The excitement of the game is what made it popular. What took the NBA to the next level was a young man out of Michigan State by the name of Irving Magic Johnson.
Yep.
And David Stern knew he had lightning in a bottle. You had another kid coming to the NBA from French Lick, Indiana, by the name of Larry Bird.
Yep. Yep.
And those two individuals made the NBA what it is today. There's a reason there's the Celtics and the Lakers. Now, if this was the case, if what J.J. Redick is saying is true, and to an extent it is true.
Yeah, we get what he means.
We understand. In theory, right. But in terms of marketing and brand, right, and revenue, because the NBA is a business just like the NFL. In terms of that, Denver Nuggets and the Joker don't resonate with anybody.
Right.
Right?
I wasn't even thinking about this before the show or before this segment even. But the San Antonio Spurs are the perfect example. They won 5 championships with Tim Duncan. But they never really moved the needle. Because of his style of play and his understated personality, at least publicly. And now, I do think, Ephraim, Jokic, now he is a phenomenal passer. I think he's the best passing center ever.
I mean, it's not even a question.
Right. Now, he's not as exciting, and you mentioned Larry Bird. Larry, I said he's kind of like a 7-foot Bird, but Bird was a great passer. But also a relatively fancy passer.
And you know, a dog. Like, and no Bird looks, was a dog. Right. He going to get in your face. He going to talk trash.
Right.
Right. That was the persona. That was the energy.
Right.
Right.
And that was, and you don't get like what Jokic, I think he's a dog inside, but you get more like Tim Duncan.
Hey,
right.
Man, he's just going to run down the court. Right. He's going to bust you. You're going to get the rebound, push the ball, great pass, hit the shot, which is fundamentally exactly the type of NBA player you want. But as an owner, I'm trying to increase revenue. As a business, I'm trying to increase revenue. The Lakers played six of the top eight games and 10 of the top 13 highest rated playoff games this year. The only games they got a higher rating were the game sevens between the Warriors and the Kings, 76ers and the Celtics. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you have it. You're right.
That is what the NBA is. Look, promoting great passing and playing and this player, there's nothing exciting about Nikola. Right? He is everything he does is perfect.
Right.
Everything he does is exactly how a coach will want a player to do.
Right.
You take Ja Morant and Nikola and you put them next to each other and you go around to every AAU team or business and ask them, who would you watch? Who would you put your marketing dollars behind? Like, there's a reason why the Joker doesn't have his own suit. He had a sneaker. He was the new face of Powerade. All that's gone now.
Right.
But this is what it's the excitement. It's Memphis. It's a small market.
Right.
Right? But we talked about the Memphis Grizzlies, and we watched them on national television more than anything else.
Yep. Nah, you're absolutely right. And now, look, I wonder, because as we said, Denver's going to be on more next year, especially if they win the championship. I wonder, Jokic's game, I do think it's more exciting than, say, a Tim Duncan's. Because he is such a phenomenal passer. He does lead the fast break, you know, a guy that big. I wonder, Ephraim, if because, okay, he'll be a champion, he will probably be widely recognized as the best player in the world. He's such a unique player for that size. Duncan did, you know, the typical things you expect of a big man, but obviously at a super high level. But he wasn't leading the break. He wasn't shooting threes. He wasn't, you know, passing, getting 10 assists a game. And also, Nikola Jokic, obviously, is white. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if those factors, the uniqueness of his game, particularly for a player that size, and the fact that he will be, we haven't had a white guy be the best player in the league since Larry Bird. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if that, and I'm not even talking about white people going to rally behind him. Maybe some probably will, of course. But I'm not even talking about on that level. I even think it'll be a fascination for whatever your race is, because we haven't seen this in a full generation or two. And so I wonder if that could lead to him being popular on TV as well.
Not the style of basketball he plays. The person you're talking about, the white player that you're talking about, is Luka Doncic. That's
fair. But right? I wonder flashy. If people are tired of him dominating the ball so much.
No, because that's what you want him to do. That's what you want to see. You want to see
that. I don't
want to
see him dominating the
Not
ball
you,
like that.
Not you, but in terms of fans and all of that. Bro,
really?
He is
I love Luka, and I do love his game. I love watching him more than Jokic. I give you that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, right? Like, if you're a center and you're taking think about the centers that were the faces of the NBA and that brand, right? Look at Shaquille O'Neal. He would put you in the back. You
right.
want your center to put somebody in the rim. The Joker may dunk once every four games.
I don't mind my diamond like he does.
I get it. I understand.
Hitting them threes.
But guess what? Your two guard can dime. Your stretch four can dime. Like, you get what I'm saying? What they can't do is dominate somebody and put them in the rim. You take someone's soul out of their body when you can give them chest to chest, dribble, dribble, turn, and just dunk on them. The Patrick Ewings, right? The Alonzo Mournings, the Shaquille O'Neals. Like, when you talk about bigs, the Dr. J's, When you talk about bigs and you talk about marketability for those guys, that's where you want to, that you want that guy.
Well, those are the guys that the individuals that lifted the league. You mentioned Bird, Magic, very exciting, both of them. Dr. J before them, obviously exciting. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, Michael Jordan.
Yep.
It, as great as Kareem was, it wasn't Kareem.
No, it was Michael.
That lifted it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, he's an NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, and he calls games for the Boston Celtics in studio. Our man, Eddie House, what's up, brother?
What's going on? Hey, even Salon from the Bay, too, so everybody from the Bay get their own theme.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. You already know,
supposed to
you
go down,
know,
you
man.
Dig.
Yeah, I'm not hating on y'all at all. All right, Eddie, let's get right to it. How much of a chance are you giving the Celtics of winning this series, making history and winning this series?
A fighting chance. I'll tell you the reason why I say that is because last night was totally different from the three games. And we talk about adjustments, game to game, you know, not only game to game, but in those games, quarter to quarter, half to half. And I think the adjustment that the Celtics made were, it wasn't anything X's and O's. It was all about, we just going to play harder.
Right.
We're going to play hard. We're going to leave it out there. So when you look at it in this fashion, right, the Celtics have two all-NBA players, correct?
Yeah.
They also have the former defensive player of the year, correct?
Yep.
They also have an all-NBA defensive player, correct?
Yeah.
And they also have a sixth man of the year, correct? Yep. Then they have Rob Williams, who was a guy who was on the border of being a defensive player of the year last year before he got hurt. So now right. You talk about that, that's a lot of talent, right? The one thing that trumps talent is hard play, okay? When you play extremely hard, you can trump talent. But if you have hard play with talent, most of the time you can win. So that's the reason why they won last night. They play harder. They play more disciplined. They play together for the first time in this series that they did, that they have the whole time. So, and maybe it was desperation. It was controlled desperation. If they can channel that and do that again, all right, and force another game, then you got to try to channel it and do it again. That's why I say I've given them a fighting chance, because I believe they are the more talented team.
No doubt. No doubt.
So that's what I believe.
Eddie, you, as a former player and a champion, you know how hard it is when you're faced with that type of energy that you have to bring in an elimination game. So even though they have all that talent, like you said, it was desperation. We saw it. It looked completely different than how they played the previous three games. Can they muster up that type of desperation three more times? Because you know it takes a lot out of you. You get one day rest in between.
Well, the Miami Heat's done it three times, so why can't they?
Well, they play right, like that. That's how Miami plays. They've been playing like that the whole playoffs. That's their M.O.
Yeah, they do. One thing about Miami, they're going to be prepared. They're going to play hard. They're going to be disciplined, and you're not going to be able to get them out. But it's more important playing hard but also being disciplined and having controlled desperation. You don't just go out there and go, you know, oh, I'm going to go 100 every single – no, you have to be calculated when you go and do what you do. But you have to be more calculated in your defensive – to me, it was all about the defense. Yep. It had nothing to do with anything else. It was the Boston Celtics defense. They were more active defensively, and that's something that you could control game in and game out. At this point of the year, I don't – if you can't muster it up, then I think that whoever that can't muster it up, who's running the whole organization, have to look back and say, hey, man, we might have to reevaluate having them on our team, because it's all or nothing right now. And it's like that until you hoist that trophy and get that Larry O'Brien trophy and you're able to be the champion. It's all or nothing. And I don't care if it's game one, game two, or game three. You should always have a sense of controlled desperation. But when your backs are against the wall, at that point, I feel like they should be able to at least, if nothing else, I'm not talking about making the threes like they did. I'm talking about just having that energy, that connectivity, and being on the proverbial string defensively, which allows you to get a lot of easy shots. And once you see a few go in, especially the greats, they see a few go in, that basket gets huge.
Let's go to the West. Simple question. Is Nikola Jokic the best player in the world?
That he cold-blooded. I mean, I'm starting to tell you, man, that boy is cold-blooded. And I was like, I don't want to say I was hating on him. I just wasn't giving him the credit that the credit was due, because, you know, we don't get a chance to watch. They're not on TV a lot. And then when they were on TV, it was late night hype. Right. And you watch a little bit of it. He's kind of boring if you're not a true hoop head. Right? You'd be like, oh, well, I'm going to turn it off. It's late night. I'm going to turn this game off. I'm not really watching. And then you turn, looking the next day, and he put up them numbers. You're like, wow. You might go look at some highlights. He doesn't do anything that jumps off the page as far as athleticism, but his basketball IQ, the way that he is able to manipulate position on the floor to get to his shots, to get to his spots, to set guys up perfect. All you got to do is catch and shoot or catch and go up with it, right? I would have to say right now, it would be hard for me to say no. So right, I would have to say, yes, he is the best basketball player right now because of what he does. And that's minus people think that he doesn't play defense. It's not. You don't have to block shots, and you don't have to be a defensive stopper to play defense. But you got to get defensive rebounds, and he does get that.
Yeah. Let me follow up quickly.
Go ahead, Ethan. Go ahead.
Okay, if he's not the best, and I agree with you, I call him the best right now, then it's Giannis. And the other guy who's, I mean, I don't think anybody would say he's better than these two now, but Embiid, who just won MVP, those were the three finalists. Now mm-hmm. we've got the player that's supposed to be the player of the next generation, Victor Wembanyama. And they're all international. Now, we still obviously have some great young American players, Jason Tatum, Ja Morant, despite his issues off the court, and you know, several others. But, Eddie, do you think we need to start really looking at and reevaluating how we're developing players when we know, and Luka might be the, you know, fourth best player in the league or third best or whatever. Like, when we look at the absolute best players in the league right now, other than the older Steph, LeBron, they're all the international guys.
I disagree with you. And I know I watch First Things First. I watch Speak, too. Shout out to all the Fox shows that go on. I pay attention to all of that, right? And you and Nick Wright got into it, and he was talking about, yeah, there might not be an American. Let's not forget about Donovan Mitchell was right there, right?
Right. I mentioned, Tatum for MVP. Yeah. Right. He said, right.
Yeah, let's not forget about Jason Tatum is right there. There is a hamper. What about Kevin
but
Durant? What about Devin?
Durant's older, like, though. I'm talking about the guys that are going to dominate the next decade.
They're, okay, Devin Booker.
The ultimate, absolute cream of the crop is who? They international.
Yeah, they are the faces of the franchise as well. You know, I mean, when you are the face of a franchise, you're going to get all the opportunity to be successful. And they earn that right. Not saying that it's just been given to them. They've earned that right. But, and I'm with you, our AAU system needs to develop more skill as opposed to just being the most athletic, being able to be the fastest, the highest jumping. The guy out there can just score, but also develop skill set, you know, different type of skill sets, and also incorporate playing defense. I think that kind of gets lost in translation as well. But I still think that we have really great players.
So we don't have the best. We do have great ones, no doubt.
Okay, so the best of the best is what you're going to say, Jokic, Embiid, and then what? You're going to say Luka?
Giannis.
I mean, Giannis.
All those are big men, right?
And we'll see what Wembanyama.
Think about this. Those are big skill men, right? That shows that they're teaching more skill.
Yes.
No matter what size you are, they're teaching that. So they are bigger skill men. But as far as guard play, we're dominating guard play. I don't care what anybody say. We're dominating guard play. But I give you that. They have been developing these big men to be really good.
Yeah, look, I love your patriotism. You don't want to admit it. It's all good. And we with you, all right? But we know what time it is. That's our man, Eddie House.
Appreciate you, Eddie.
We'll get you on again. Maybe we'll talk about this again some other time.
We got to.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You know, and I know, and we all know that after game four on Monday night, when the Lakers were eliminated from these NBA playoffs by the Denver Nuggets, LeBron James brought up the idea that he might retire. We don't believe it. I don't know if anybody really does believe it. But that has gotten a lot of people to thinking. And one of them is Kevin O'Connor, who does a great job covering the NBA for The Ringer. And he wrote a column, Ephraim, saying, giving four reasons why LeBron may have said what he said. One, he might really be considering retirement. Two, he might step away for a year and come back. Three, Rob G, you might have to help me out because I want to save the one we're going to talk about for last. There was one other reason in there. Keep pressure on the Lakers front office, right, to, you know, build around him and add a star, add better players, whatever. And this is the one I want to get to, Ephraim, that LeBron James actually wants to play with Steph Curry in Golden State. Now, let me set it up. Draymond Green and LeBron are really good friends. Steph Curry is the one, maybe the one player, I don't know if the only one, but one player that LeBron has said he would love to play with. Obviously, they would be in position to win rings. Golden State is, they're talking about bringing back Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, signing them to extensions, which means they want to maximize, understandably, Steph Curry's career there. So this going young now maybe out the window, or, you know, trying to go both routes, win now, go young. They may just say, you know what, let's just win as much as we can now. And so they could trade a Jordan Poole, a Jonathan Kuminga, a Moses Moody, an Andrew Wiggins, any collection of those guys to the Lakers for LeBron James. Now, LeBron might have to be like, look, go to the Lakers and say he wants out. And Draymond obviously would push for it as well. But Ephraim, first of all, what are your thoughts on that? And secondly, let's say, just for kicks and giggles, that it happens. And obviously they'd be a great team. And I think they could win a championship, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
Would that help? Would LeBron James winning a championship or two, let's say two, in Golden State with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, so et al., would that help or hurt his legacy?
I think his legacy is set. I think LeBron James' legacy as the second greatest player to play basketball is set. I don't think him teaming up with other MVPs, Steph Curry, a generational player like Steph Curry, I don't think going there and winning championships moves that needle in his legacy at all. I mean, it didn't move the needle for Kevin Durant when he went.
A tad.
That needle,
at least he got him some rings.
He got him some rings. What that did was it got him rings. It didn't move the needle. It showed us what we know to be true. He's not a leader. He's not the alpha.
Right.
You can go join somebody and become an intricate part, an important part of a championship team, but to be the alpha, the dog, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the greatness, the greatest,
right,
the GOAT. We're talking about being the dog. And if you go team up with a alpha, with a great, great player, a generational player, yep, and Steph Curry, you don't add to your GOAT legacy. You get more rings. And I don't think the two are synonymous with each other.
I hear you. And I tend to agree with you. But let me throw this out. If he goes there, let's say they win two rings.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, because there are a lot of people of your and I, our generation. We, like you said, we got Jordan as the GOAT. And there's a lot of people of that generation. One of the big arguments for why Jordan, there's a lot of them, but why he is ahead of LeBron, is a lot of people will say, especially players that played in Jordan's era, well, LeBron handpicked his championship teams. Mm-hmm. When he went to Miami, he obviously stacked that team with Wade and Bosh. When he went back to Cleveland, he made sure they traded Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love. Maybe that was a mistake in hindsight, but at the time, you remember, Ephraim, Kevin Love was viewed as a top 10 player putting up those numbers in Minnesota.
Oh, he was 25, right? And 12 a night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes getting 20 rebounds,
oh, yeah,
30
yeah, yeah,
points, 20 rebounds. So, and then obviously they had Kyrie. And then he wins his championship in L.A. He goes there, and then they trade for Anthony Davis, you know, which he had something to do with. And now you would be going to join your best teammate of all, right, mm-hmm, Steph Curry. So I feel you. Here's where what I want to throw at you, though, a little curveball. Our generation and those of us who have Jordan ahead of him now, which is most people, it wouldn't move the needle for us. But going forward, I think most millennials, particularly after The Last Dance, have Jordan ahead of LeBron or Generation Z, but when they're controlling the narrative, I think more of them will say LeBron, like more than says now. I don't know that it'll be a majority of them, but it will become more of an argument than it is even now, and it's a good argument now, but it'll become more so because they will have grown up watching LeBron and really didn't see Mike other than hearing the legends and watching The Last Dance and watching YouTube videos and so on and so forth. But you couple that, Ephraim, with LeBron, and again, we're speaking hypothetically, if he gets six rings, you're right. He might, he won't, he probably wouldn't be the finals MVP for all six. But if he gets six rings and he's got all of, you know, the longevity, the highest leading scorer of all time in total points, top five in assist, high, you know, not too high in rebounds, but at least on the map in rebounds. Like, he'll have all these longevity awards, as many rings as Jordan. And then you could say even, well, and he was went to twice as many finals as Jordan. There, I do think years from now, and I'm not speaking 20 years, I'm talking about 10 years, even less. I think that will be an argument that those that really didn't see Mike and really didn't, may not have even, you know, just didn't see that, they're going to look at it and say, you know what, six rings equals Mike, twice as many finals appearances, and then he's got all these records. And they're going to, that's an argument for LeBron, even if he's only got four or five finals MVPs.
Yeah.
And wasn't the driving force of the team necessarily.
I think the biggest thing is, if you look at LeBron James and Michael Jordan's careers, as of right now, LeBron James has played 20 years.
Yes.
Michael Jordan has done more in his 14 years than LeBron 15. Has done, 15 years, than LeBron has done in his 20 years.
Agreed.
In terms of not the scoring and all of that. We get it. The longer you play,
but,
the more you go.
But really the scoring. Because right? Obviously points per game,
exactly.
Right,
of
is
course.
What we usually view it as. Right.
So that's where the roadblock happens. The longer LeBron plays, that just adds to the greatness of Michael Jordan.
Well, what LeBron faces, and now let's say he doesn't go to Golden State, or even if he does go there and they don't win, the longer LeBron plays, Ephraim, without winning another championship, and it's already Jordan won six rings in 15 years, and LeBron won four in 20.
That you can't even get past.
If it becomes right, if it becomes 4-23 or 24, that's the flip side of it.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Then the longevity could actually be working against you.
So, like I say, even if he wins another one, and that's 5-23 years, you're making the argument. You're making the argument for Jordan.
You don't think some, particularly the younger ones.
Of course, some people, look.
Right.
It's the same reason we're still having the argument now. I got a shoe group, a friend group that we, you know, it's about nine of us. We grew up, you know, in this era as a couple of young cats. And, you know, my brother, who's a hater, he hates the Lakers. And so he was like, so, you know, what does this do to LeBron's legacy that he got swept? And I'm like, look, man, we can't debate the greatness. Like, you know, what he was like, what does this do to the argument that LeBron's better than Jordan? And I said, we don't do that in this shoe group because we all are in agreement. All right. It's very little LeBron James can do unless he wins four championships the next 4 years in a row. Like, you got to do something crazy like that. Right? For LeBron James, last 4 years, he won a championship each year and was finals MVP. Like, something that's unattainable.
Which is unrealistic.
Like, come on.
But
right?
you also might be like, do it in LA.
Yeah.
Without adding Kyrie.
Right? So,
I'm just saying.
You got to do something beyond special. And I don't know how much beyond special is out there for LeBron James to be able to do. Going with Steph Curry and Klay and Draymond, that's not beyond special.
Right. And look, winning more rings, does that help your legacy? Absolutely. I mean, I look, if he had six rings, it would help his legacy.
Yeah, but not.
Where it doesn't help you is, at least in our generation, is the GOAT convo with Mike. But I do think, going forward, it would help for those that really didn't see Mike.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.